The declaration by British Prime Minister David Cameron that it will cease assistance to countries that do not enforce legislation on gay rights continues to receive some criticism. An international relations expert, Dr. Vladimir Nchidanso, says the comments are an interference to the sovereignty of beneficiary nations. He urges African leaders not to accept values whose tenets have affected the existence of their people. Dr. Nchidanso said it is wrong to use issues of morality as a criteria for assistance and insists that Ghana must call the bluff of Mr. Cameron.
It is rather very unfortunate that it is coming from a sovereign country threatening other sovereign countries who do not do the bidding of that particular country, as if imposing the values they cherish on another country. This is interference. You don't do that in international relations. In actual fact, it is a value maybe the British cherish, but it doesn't mean we have to be forced to have, because specifically he's talking about budget aid, which is the core of most of the support that such countries get from developed countries. And it is a little bitter because in the sense that you're telling us we're giving you the money in order to encourage our values. But I thought international relations is live and let live. We respect each other, the very fact that countries are different and so forth and so on. And interdependence doesn't mean that we should force our values on any other country. It has nothing to do with whether the country or individuals like me like gayism or not. It has more to do with the country and its development and its values also, which they cherish.
Declaration be termed as an interference on the sovereignty of a nation?
Sure, such threat is interference. I mean, you are deterring somebody to do what it would not have done. I believe that we can call them bluff. I mean, I'm not saying this because I'm against gay or for, but the point is that why should something be imposed on us? Tomorrow, who knows what they will tell us? Then they will also necessarily have to accept the fact that if there are any fallout from gayism, then they will have to support that. There are socio-historical development up to the time that gayism has accepted in their society. It's not the same trajectory that we have gotten through. And therefore, it is very wrong for any country, because they have the money power, to force another country to change their values. I'd like to go further to ask David Cameron whether they will be able to force Saudi Arabia, for example, to allow women to drive. And if they are not driving, then they cut relationships with them.
Moral issues be a key binding principle to giving loans or giving some kind of financial support?
That is exactly what I was alluding to. If the moral aspect of it is this, that you do my bidding, then it's morally wrong, because interdependence has nothing to do with the question of how a country behaves specifically. Of course, donor interest is always key, very, very key. But then the recipient interest should be paramount. What do we need the loan for? Only in order to accept gayism? I do not think on the moral grounds he is even correct.
You foresee some African countries kowtowing to this because they need the money?
Definitely, yes. For as long as some countries might think about what they would quickly use the money for in order to get elected again, there is the possibility that we'll be stampeded into getting some obnoxious legislation in place. But I am afraid that this question should be put on a serious debate to see the pros and cons of accepting gayism as a part of our social fabric.
Definitely, certain economies are going to suffer if British decides to withdraw its support to those countries. Looking at the pros and cons of this, what would be your advice?
Personal advice is to weigh the pros and cons also of accepting gayism just because of budgetary support. My advice to government is that we do not have to be baited and to accept values whose repercussions will be against the tenets of our being, whose tenets will be against our social psyche. I mean, you are creating a socio-psychological canopy over a country, and we need to be very, very, very extremely careful. And therefore, my advice to government is that we should not stampede ourselves into accepting a certain superstructure which our foundation cannot hold.
An international relations expert, Vladimir Nchidanso. Meanwhile, the Minister of Information, John C. Akologo, says although government has not received any official notice from the UK, it will be guided by the Constitution in taking a decision on the threat issued by that country.
Government has just heard this thing also on the radio and on the media generally. We don't have any official correspondence on that matter. He was at the Commonwealth Heads of State meeting in Australia. We never heard such a statement. He returns home and makes a statement, which is being aired or publicized on the media. We don't have any official correspondence to that effect. So government will wait until we have any such correspondence or official notification, then a decision will be taken. As of now, it's mere speculation that he said on radio, he said on the air, he said to newsmen. We don't have any official correspondence and we cannot take any action on such news.
They always say that there's no smoke without fire. So whilst we wait for official confirmation from the British government, would government want to still take the stand of waiting for the official comment?
No, the point is that we are guided by our constitution as a government, as a nation. We are guided by ourselves, our own laws, and so on. So we will not allow people to dictate to us what we think as a people is good for us. Our constitution is there to guide all of us. But as I said, we cannot take a definite position now based on what he has said. He is talking to a specific issue, according to the news, that we should make law. I mean, that is another matter. So we are saying that we don't have any official correspondence on that matter. So until we get official correspondence, we cannot say anything to it. But as to the question of what is our position, we are saying that we are guided by our constitution and we shall take decisions based on that.
That was the Minister of Information, John Tia Kologo.